Radio.
So today we realise that God owns a vineyard and he decides to hire people at different points but pay them the same wage. If that was in Australia, he'd probably be sued. But God works on a different economic model, I think. Where most business transactions in the world are driven by a concern for profit, God's concern is generosity. It doesn't matter when you decided to join the workforce. What matters is that you joined up at all. God is so generous that he would rather have us come late than not show up at all. We who have been working in the field for a while can be quick to judge the latecomers. Perhaps a new staff member has arrived in our area and gets more attention for their new ideas than you've received in all the years that you've been working here at the university. Or perhaps someone from a different faith tradition has converted and is filled with a zeal that makes us uncomfortable. Or perhaps a new young chaplain is assigned to the university and he upsets the status quo with his approach to liturgy or evangelization. Today's gospel reminds us to ask to embrace God's economy of salvation. He doesn't look at formulas or past practices or current expectations as much as he looks at our hearts. He is more than happy to welcome anyone who joins him in the vineyard, be it day or evening or even the last hour. He is so happy, in fact, that he has no problem giving them the same pay that he promised to those who have been faithful, the long-time workers in the vineyard. You see, the real issue in this gospel today isn't one about payment, whether it's money, recognition, or some other reward. The real issue, I think, is the vineyard. As Jesus says in another passage, the harvest is abundant, but the labourers are few. All around us, people waiting to be shown the gospel in action. In our neighbourhoods, at work, even in our families, people are ready to hear the good news about Jesus, but there's no one available to tell it to them. No wonder God is eager for people to join him in the fields. Today, let's all have that attitude of joining Jesus in the field. Father, help us be just as generous as you are with all those who are joining you in the vineyard. Amen.
Radio.org.au